Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Hours. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to Diarrhea Disco. We have another guest today. You know, we're just so popular, we keep on bringing guests onto the show.
Right? We have...
Hi, I'm Keith.
We have Keith.
And what's the theme? This Keith? Is courtesy of Keith also.
The theme for today is K-pop, Nightcore.
Hyperpop.
Yes. Hardcore.
Happy hardcore.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose the theme?
Because I've been listening to a lot of K-pop lately.
K-pop moment.
I'll be honest, K-pop me moment. And Brayden aren't very well versed in K-pop. So yeah, you need to bring that to the show.
And this is Diarrhea Disco. Listening to WMFO in Medford.
That was so smooth. Okay, what did we listen to?
This was your pick.
This is my pick? Oh, yeah. This is Cyan Hardcore.
By Machine Girl. And then I played Talk to Me by Skylar.
Yeah.
Skylar.
What's next?
Next we have Pick 6 by Dress, Dream and R, Special, Extra Small.
Okay.
Let's listen. Let's listen.
Thank you. my daddy tests all this hunger. Make you hunk up and don't tell. But your beautiful ass got me lost now. Yeah, yeah. It's like no lag it hug in a netto. Just in my man, I know it could tattoo. Like you from the get go. Could I'm gonna get dead up? But I'm gonna chat up. Cause you know you're sparkling like a shooting star. I can see it's going far. I'm not a look at my guy. Little pop up all around the world. Coca-Cola, Mashita. Coca-Cola, Mashita. See you looking catchy, here's a cola. See you looking catchy, here's a cola. Coca-Cola, Mashita. Coca-Cola, Mashita. See you looking catchy, here's a cola. See you looking catchy, here's a cola. 사실 궁금했어, 저기 산다. Sweet and monkey dead up, put on gum and tattoo. Cause you know it's fucking like a shooting star. Can see it's going far. I'm on a sunk in my car. We will pop up all around the world. My pop got some girl. I'm ready, let's go. You already know. No, no, no. Never wants to be, never wants to be, never wants to be apart. Never wants to be, never wants to be apart. Coca-Cola, Mashita. Coca-Cola, Mashita. See you looking catch it, here's your cola. See you looking catch it, here's your cola. Coca-Cola, Mashita. Coca-Cola, Mashita. See you looking catch it, here's your cola. See you looking catch it, here's your cola.
Okay.
Wow. What did we listen to, Keith?
That was Oh by Good Generation, sped up on YouTube, but then sped up 1.25 more.
Well, how did you choose 1.25?
That's because the 1.5 was too fast.
You just know. Just know.
How often do you visit this YouTube?
We actually listened to it, Bass Boosted, like 2 days ago in the Rizzo studio.
The Rizzo studio. That's where it's at, I guess.
Wow. And before that, we heard Unlock It, Better Off Alone remix.
And before that, we heard You. You. By, I don't know who it's by.
By Kumo 99.
Okay,
your own pick.
Sick. Well.
And then another Keith pick.
New Jeans Zero. It's a collaboration with Coca-Cola.
Guys, we're not sponsored by Coke.
Guys,
we're but not. That song was.
They were not doing it for the artistry. The same.
Hey, they're making that money. Let those teens get that money. Let
valid.
Those 14-year-olds make that bang.
That's literally crazy.
Wow. What were you doing at 14?
At 14? I was... Okay, 14 was freshman year, right? Of high school.
Yeah.
Like, literally nothing. I was doing fencing.
Whoa.
I was doing fencing. I was doing school. And I guess I would hang out with my friends. That's, like, literally it.
Yeah. The little freshman hangs.
Yeah.
The big group.
I don't think we had the big group.
The big freshman friend group, you know?
I don't think I was a part of that big freshman friend group. I feel like I had a little group. Well,
it's different because you, like, continued.
Yeah, it's different.
With everyone.
I want to hear about your...
Well, it was, like, new. Everyone, like, new school.
Yeah.
So it was, like, big freshman friend group.
It's, like, college.
Like, we had to, like, make a group me.
Oh, my God.
People had not iPhones.
What?
Like, yeah. That was my first introduction to GroupMe. It was the freshman
That's
friend group
crazy.
GroupMe.
My intro was fencing.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you do?
We, like, went to... Off the Grid was the spot.
What is that?
It's like, food truck collective. Like, every
collective?
Friday nights, they'd go to, like Fort Mason. They had all these food trucks there. And it's called Off the Grid.
That's so
funny.
And
so we'd go to Off the Grid and sit on this fire escape and eat our little food from the food trucks.
That's so cute.
So yeah, and then I played soccer, and did track, and did school.
So athletic.
You know, what can I say? Two-season athlete.
Two-season athlete.
Keith, what were you doing at 14?
I was in Vietnam when I was 14, 10th grade. Was this 10th or 9th grade?
In the U.S. it's 9th.
Oh, then that's when I first met Quinn for the first
time. Oh my God, that's huge! Yeah.
Quinn is my bestie for life. Shout out to Quinn.
Biffle.
Yeah.
And then
wow.
What were you doing, you and Quinn?
We were taking nap at school. We have, like, mandatory nap.
What?
Really?
That's awesome.
Then, yeah.
Whoa.
No, they, like, you have, like, this much space to sleep in, and if you don't sleep, they, like, beat you up.
Oh, my God.
They, like, yell at you and shit. It's so funny.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow. But, like, forced nap time.
Yeah.
I would love some of that nowadays.
Like, preschoolers. Like.
Yeah. But that's a 14 years old.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you were well rested.
Like. Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Well, more of the story, none of us were having Coca-Cola deals. None of us were having Coke Zero brand deals at 14.
No, we weren't. No,
like,
we weren't.
Okay.
It's okay. Life is long. The road is long, guys.
Yeah.
Who knows what's
Maybe we'll
happen.
Be sponsored in the future.
You just wait. Don't forget about me, guys.
Like Claro. Hit up Claro. Hey, Claro's father. Like, give us a brand
Do
deal.
You think they know Claro? Do you think they met Claro?
Who's they?
New Jeans.
Oh. Maybe. Maybe. Where's the Claro New Jeans collab?
Literally, they literally could. They're one degree of separation away. It's crazy.
Might as well. All right.
Shall
we listen?
We should get back to it.
All right. We have XXAplex by A.G. Cook, Angela's pick, and then Big Stan by Hudson Mohawk. Enjoy,
Ooh.
Guys.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Back.
Before we start, he has risen.
He has risen. That's the PSA we have today. We have another PSA, though.
Keith, do you want to say the other PSA?
Yes.
The less important PSA.
The most important one is he's risen.
Breastfeeding PSA. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show that you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illnesses and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond, is environmentally friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider.
Well, true.
Thank you.
It was crazy. True. No, nothing truer has been ever said.
Were you breastfed?
I don't know. I think I was, but then, okay, TMI. But then I wasn't. Wait, I'm really confused. I think I was, but then I wasn't. You know what I mean? Like, I had
supplemental.
Yeah. What about you? Let's go around.
I think I was breastfed. I think that was the problem. My mom, like, because, like, you know how, like, some people, like, have problems, like, making enough?
Oh.
My mom had the opposite problem where she made too much.
Whoa. So, that's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know it was possible. What about you, Keith?
I think I was.
Wow.
Yeah, but I was also a lot of, like, powdered milk, too.
So it was like, a combo, yeah, a wombo combo.
Exactly, it's a
supplement.
Yeah. Whoa, it's crazy.
You guys remember? Now
we know
so like?
Much. No, do you?
No.
Why would you ask us
you
that?
Try.
Like, at the sink for extra breast.
Oh my god, guys! New sink promotion.
Guys, do you think you can make cheese from breast milk?
Totally. Why not?
Do you think people do that?
What do you mean? Do you think people? God. I bet like there are, to be honest.
Like a breast milk brie.
Oh my god! I don't know how I feel about that.
The person, like, you can be like, oh, like this person's a vegetarian, so it's grassy. Like, you know, like when they like taste different. Like, whoa, right?
And it's
consensual. Oh my god!
Yeah.
I
so
bet
vegans are okay with that because it's consensual.
Wow.
That's deep. That's really deep, actually.
Well, because the tech industry is crumbling. The breast milk industry.
Guys, let's all jump in right now before it's saturated.
Do you think that we could market it to vegans? Do you think vegans would catch up?
I think they would. I think they could. It's something a little freaky, but a little like crunchy at the same. Not crunchy, but you know.
I feel like we really need to work on marketing. Like,
yeah.
Just all in being the branding.
The branding is what it's all about.
Yeah. Like pea milk, it's bad.
I've never had
like,
it.
Made from like green peas. It's called Ripple. That's the brand.
Oh brother.
Like, they brand it so you like don't know what type of milk it is. It's just like alternative milk, like Ripple. But then it like look in the ingredients. It's like peas. It's horrible. It tastes like vegetable.
Then
and
why do people eat it?
Bad.
Oh brother.
They got me once. I was like, oh.
They got you. Like, that's why you know.
This. I want to try this new alternative milk. Like let's try it. Like
wow. That's so California core of you.
So
yeah. Just West Coast things. Couldn't
yeah,
be us.
This was
West Coast moment.
I was like, when this happened.
Yeah, I've never seen that in my life as an East Coaster actually.
Bad.
Wow, you learn something new every day.
Where's the pistachio milk?
There definitely is. Mm-mm.
You won't want a green milk.
That's literally just like soap.
I feel like pistachio milk wouldn't even be green. It'd be like brownish.
Green. I would want it green.
Well, so would I.
Green.
You would die just for the shits and gigs.
No.
Well, we'll see what the sink's next move is after this conversation.
Yeah, breast milk. It'll be big. I'll shout out now. All right, shall we listen?
We shall.
Here's Home by Two Shell.
It's where I wanna be.
Strikes like my pose. These stars dance over.